Welcome back to NewsRamp Science for Wednesday evening, April 1st, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Sylogenics S, NGX. Highlights Phase 3 CCCL progress and orphan drug milestones in 2025. Results. Regulatory momentum noted with orphan drug designation for duskwatide in Behçet's disease. Ongoing development of SGX-302 and SGX-945 programs and a year-end cash position of approximately $7.90 million. The company continues to pursue strategic options to support late-stage development.
Lakeside Biotechnology Holdings has developed LB-100, the world's only clinical-stage PP2A inhibitor, offering promising advancements in cancer treatment. This compound enhances cancer cell sensitivity to immunotherapy and chemotherapy, disrupting the cancer cell repair system. With a proven safety profile in phase 1 trials and supported by numerous studies, LB-100 introduces a potential new treatment approach for cancer patients.
Rockbreak's CMX Gold and Silver Corporation explores multivein potential at Idaho Clayton Project. Rockbreak reports that CMX Gold and Silver Corporation is exploring the multivein potential at its Idaho Clayton Project. The company is focusing on the 1,028-acre property, which holds 29 patented mining claims, 2 patented mill sites, and 20 unpatented claims. Geology suggests the presence of other undiscovered cracks in the deposit, indicating a high probability of additional silver veins.
Sylogenics Inc. advances clinical credibility with Hybrite Research publication. Sylogenics recently achieved a significant milestone with the publication of a clinical summary of its Hybrite TM therapy in the peer-reviewed journal Expert Opinion on Investigational Drugs. This publication adds to the company's clinical credibility, showcasing its commitment to transparency and advancing treatments for rare diseases. Peer-reviewed research plays a crucial role in validating scientific findings and enhancing the visibility of emerging therapies. Researchers solve 50-year-old challenge in making cancer drug. Scientists have made a groundbreaking advancement in producing the cancer drug doxorubicin, increasing its yield by 180% through engineered bacteria. This development tackles long-standing challenges in drug manufacturing since the 1970s. Potentially revolutionizing treatment for over 1 million cancer patients annually. Industry leaders like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. are likely to weigh in on this significant breakthrough. Mining news breaks: Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. advances Murdoch Mountain program following wildlife survey clearance. Surveys with no issues. The company is set to resume drill pad construction and drilling activities to assess the phosphate zone further. This advancement moves NOP closer to future resource classification.
Lexeria to begin new human clinical study in GLP-1. Lexeria Bioscience Corp. announces the initiation of a new human pilot study, number 7, GLP-1H267, to evaluate two oral dehydrotech-semaglutide compositions against commercially available Wegovy tablets. The study, set to begin pending ethics approval, aims to assess safety, tolerability, and pharmacokinetic properties. Lexeria seeks to replicate the safety and performance of leading commercial oral tablet brands using its proprietary dehydrotech technology.
CleanGo Innovations Inc. announces partial acquisition of Agritech BC Solutions Inc. CleanGo Innovations Inc. has announced the partial acquisition of Agritech BC Solutions Inc. The agreement, which includes a 49% equity stake, merges CleanGo's green solutions with Agritech BC's nature-based technologies to meet the growing demand for organic environmental restoration. This strategic move aims to address the global market for environmental remediation, valued at $113.60 billion in 2024 and projected to reach $210.56 billion by 2030.
Lixday Biotechnology. Lixday strengthens oncology pipeline through expanded LB-100 clinical trials, focusing on ovarian clear cell carcinoma and metastatic colon cancer. The company aims to address the urgent need for new treatment approaches by evaluating LB-100's potential in these challenging malignancies. By enhancing tumor response to treatment and potentially boosting immune system activity, LXT's approach offers promise in improving patient outcomes. Vicor Medical releases financial results for the year ended December 31, 2025. Vicor Medical Inc. announced financial results for the year ended December 31, 2025. Revenues increased by 18% over 2024, driven by international markets. Operating profit was $33,900 compared to an operating loss in 2024. Seven new peer-reviewed studies on the ViCite Brain Access System VBAS were published, highlighting its clinical advantages. A new study on NovaVision's NeuroEyeCoach showed meaningful improvements, validating its effectiveness in home settings.
Investor news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals submits IND for TNBC candidate Telomere 1. Telomere Pharmaceuticals submitted an IND to the FDA for Telomere 1 targeting triple-negative breast cancer. The application is backed by promising preclinical data showing tumor growth reduction and tolerability. Pending clearance, the company plans to start a phase 1 half trial to assess safety, dosing, and anti-tumor activity, offering a new approach to aggressive breast cancer treatment.
Researchers discover mechanism behind deadly pediatric brain cancer. Researchers have uncovered the primary driver of a deadly pediatric brain cancer, PFA ependymoma. Scientists from Texas Children's Hospital, University of Pittsburgh, and Baylor College of Medicine found that male sex hormones known as androgens play a crucial role in promoting the growth of this cancer. This discovery could pave the way for more targeted treatments in the future. Investor news breaks, Anaviz Bio Inc. highlights buntanetap development in the Scientist publication. Anaviz Bio Inc. highlighted the development of its lead drug candidate buntanetap in a recent article in The Scientist. The company is making progress with ongoing phase 3 and extension studies in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases, with approximately 70% enrollment in early Alzheimer's and 20% in Parkinson's. This underscores Anaviz Bio's commitment to advancing neurodegenerative therapies toward key clinical and regulatory milestones.
Anchor Resources undertakes IP survey over copper iron skarn adjacent to Canada Wall Copper Porphyry Target. Andon Mies License, Cambodia. Anchor Resources Corp. announces the commencement of a 20-line-kilometer induced polarization geophysical survey over the Gossan Hills Target on its Andon Mies Mineral Exploration License in Cambodia. The survey aims to detect sulfide mineralization at depth, advancing one of Anchor's most compelling mineral targets toward a drill decision.
Biomed news breaks. Soligenix Inc. highlights phase 3, CCCL progress, and orphan drug milestones in 2025 results. Soligenix reported 2025 results, highlighting progress in its rare disease pipeline. The company is advancing its phase 3 FLASH 2 trial of Hybrite TM for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, with interim analysis expected in quarter 2, 2026. Regulatory momentum includes orphan drug designation for Duskedide in Behçet's disease. Soligenix maintains a year-end cash position of approximately $7.90 million as it pursues strategic options for late-stage development.
Mining news breaks. Canamara Energy Metals Corp. advances multi-project exploration portfolio following $10.20 million financing. Canamara Energy Metals Corp. provided an update on exploration activities across its multi-project portfolio in Nine, Brazil, the United States, and Canada. The company highlighted ongoing REE drilling at its Turvalandia and Patos projects in Brazil, geophysical modeling at the Iron Hills project in Colorado, and technical advancements across three Ontario assets. With approximately $10.20 million raised recently, Canamara is well positioned to execute exploration programs and expand its portfolio, expecting assay results and technical milestones in the coming months.
Okamedics Technology Corp. achieves a breakthrough in next-generation accommodating intraocular lens design. The enhanced lens design introduces novel concepts expected to improve consistency, durability, and manufacturability. Collaboration with a leading German manufacturing group drives precision, enabling tighter tolerances and efficient production-ready designs. Streamlined design reduces testing complexity, shortens development cycles, and strengthens Okamedics' competitive position in vision restoration technology.
IoTeek International. Oral care becomes a frontline defense in preventive health. IoTeek International is leading the charge in transforming oral care into a frontline defense for preventive health. Recent research highlights the strong connection between oral health and systemic diseases like diabetes and hypertension. By advocating for a new approach that focuses on maintaining a balanced oral microbiome, IoTeek's molecular iodine-based oral rinses offer broad-spectrum antimicrobial effects while supporting overall health. Learn more at www.iotechinternational.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.